Previously on B&B and D&D.
A dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker hired the adventuring party to deliver mining supplies to the town of Phandalin. On the way, they discovered that Gundren was ambushed and kidnapped by goblins and sent to Cragmaw Castle by a mysterious figure called the Black Spider. After the party rescued Gundren's ally, Sildar Hallwinter, they arrived in Phandalin to find it under siege by a criminal group called the Red Brands. Citizens of the town told them that the gang is based out of the nearby Trisindar Manor, and that their leader is a wizard named Glassstaff. They entered the basement of the manor, fought some bad guys, rescued some captives, read some cursed books, knocked out a 12-year-old, and decided they should make him the mayor of town. One of the captives, Myrna Dindrar, told you that her husband, Fel, was taken away the day before for trying to escape. Hello and welcome to B&B and D&D. That's Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. I'm Ben. I will be the DM, which means that I have to know and decide absolutely everything that happens in the game world, everything except what the players do. And today, our players are Brian.
Hello, I am Ken Adams. I am a human monk. I am also the world's most famous bartender, so I'm kind of a big deal, guys. You might have heard of me.
We also have Q.
Hi, I'm Alwyn Leondon. I am a high elf ranger, and I am a noble. Being mostly around other elves in my life and being an only child, I don't really understand how other races interact with each other, but I'm trying to learn.
And we have Caitlin.
Hey, I'm a bard, halfling, entertainer, and my name's Violetta Chalkwarts, and I really like my bagpipes.
Let's begin. You all are in the armory, you read some cursed books, you waited for an hour, most of your curses have, actually only one curse has passed, the blindness one, but Violetta, you still have scarabs fly to your mouth when you talk, and Alwyn, you still leave white handprints on stuff, like, the next day. So, what do?
I investigate the room.
Alright, you are in an armory. There is armor and weaponry.
What about a legery?
No leg armor in here. No legger.
Is there any supplies that's worth taking?
There's a table. It's pretty sturdy.
I don't think we could carry that.
But it's worth taking if you could.
I mean, that is true.
It's a reliable table.
Is there... So we have red cloaks, right?
Two of you do.
Are there any
Violetta,
other...
Violetta, you don't.
Should we get Violetta our red cloak?
If she wants one, yeah, there is a dirty red cloak on the wall. There are a dozen of them there. They might be a little big on her, though.
I'll take it.
All right, you have that. There are also, like, spears, swords, crossbows, bolts. If you want to get any of those, switch something out, you can. But you don't have to.
I'll get some bolts.
Oh, they're about 20, so you can have all of those if you want.
Like building bolts?
Like crossbow bolts.
Oh.
Do you even have a crossbow?
I do. No,
oh,
wait,
okay.
I have a longbow.
Oh, do you want arrows instead?
Yes.
Okay, you can have some of those then.
Okay, oh, I have a crossbow.
You have a crossbow? You can have the bolts then.
Okay, I'll take them.
Okay, so, where is the long, thin hallway compared to where we are?
Oh, that's right outside the door. That hallway only had the door you came through and the door to the armory that was locked before.
Oh, okay.
The other door goes back to the skeletons. In the long, thin, or the small, thin hallway.
Does anybody else want to investigate?
I'll take a look, see.
Around the armory again?
Wait, what else can I look at?
I don't know. I told you what's in the armory.
I investigate the hallway.
Well, you notice that the spot on the wall opposite the door from the armory is less dusty than the rest of it, but you don't know what that means.
Guys, why would the spot opposite the door be less dusty?
Maybe there's some kind of a hidden door.
Yeah, a secret door. We should start knocking on that wall.
So you start knocking on the wall?
Yeah.
The wall moves as you knock on it.
Ooh.
Where?
Into the wall.
Oh, the wall moves into the wall, so it's like an alcove?
Like it keeps moving that way as you push it.
Oh, cool. I'm going to keep pushing it then.
Okay, you keep pushing it, and you enter a new room.
Ooh.
This area is the north end of a large natural cavern, but it has been finished with dressed stone block walls and a flagstone floor. Several barrels are stored against the walls here, along with a number of empty crates, straw for packing, hammers, pry bars, nails, you know, packing junk. The cavern continues for some distance to the south, and you can make out several passages that open up off of that larger cavern, and what looks like a deep pit or crevice in the floor.
I'll investigate the barrels.
Right, the barrels?
Yeah, 19.
19? Oh, you really investigated those barrels. A lot of them seem to be empty, but there's one that's full of 30 beaver pelts.
Beaver pelts?
Ooh, I want a beaver pelt.
Okay, you can take one if you want. They're worth 2 gold each.
Ooh, cool. I'm going to take 3.
All right, that's 3 beaver pelts. Who wants the other 27?
I'm good.
I'll take 27 beaver pelts, please.
All right. You have 27 beaver pelts worth 2 gold each.
Ah.
We can make hats, and that can be our new gang uniform.
We could have party hats. I mean, not party. I mean,
beaver
yes.
hats.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll workshop it. We'll figure
like
it out.
Like the tail. Oh, might be raccoons.
A coonskin hat, except it's a beaver.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have a bunch
beaver
of beaver
tail
pelts.
Hanging down.
As I said, this room opens up into a larger room to the south, where there's a big crevice.
I will investigate the, crevice.
Alright, so you walk into the large room with the crevice, the large cavern. A cold breeze fills this large natural cavern, carrying with it the faint scent of decaying flesh.
Ew.
Yeah. A crevice divides the cavern and is flanked by 2 rough stone columns that support the 20-foot high ceiling. There are also 2 arched wooden bridges that span the chasm. I'll let you know, as you walk forward, the crevice isn't, in your way. It follows along on your right side all the way along the room. And there, yeah, 2 bridges, and there's a hallway at the end of your side of the crevice.
All right, I guess we should go down that hallway.
I'll go down it, too.
I concur. We should go down that hallway.
You go down the hallway, and after a couple bends, it appears to end at a dead end.
Ah, bummer. We should check for more secret rooms. I pat all the walls.
Well, one of the walls moves again.
Patting Oz walls.
Boo. Well, as the wall moves, you notice that you are back in the first room of the manor, the one that had the barrels and the large pool of water that you found that stuff in.
Cool. What?
Guys, let's get out of here. Let's forget about the quest. Let's just leave, go far, far away. Who cares? We can retire. We can live like kings. I've got, 37 beaver pelts. How many do I have?
You only have 27 beaver pelts.
I have 3.
Never mind.
And a shiny acorn.
I thought I had more beaver pelts. We should keep adventuring until I can get at least 37.
We should kill the mayor.
I kind of like that idea, too.
Why do you want to kill the mayor so badly?
So we can install the boy. Make it up to him for killing his brother.
He just seems evil.
Yeah, he's a bad dude. He's not a good dude at all. He was very unhelpful.
Also, doesn't seem to mind that people are going around murdering people, so...
He seems like a bad mayor.
So, are you leaving the manor and going to the mayor?
I mean,
let's get that kid first.
Yeah.
There were 2 bridges across that crevice.
Oh, I guess we can look at those.
Yeah. So
you haven't really found Glassstaff yet. If you want to leave, though, you can go back to town.
All right, I guess we got to finish what we started.
Okay, but we should definitely loop back around and then pick up the kid mayor.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Or we pick up the kid mayor first, or are you doing that after you finish?
No.
On the way out.
Okay, alright. So you go back to the room with the crevice and the 2 bridges, and everybody roll a d20.
What are the two bridges' names? Are they Bo and Jeff?
Jeff. Yep, Bo and Jeff Bridges.
Jeff and Jeff.
I rolled a 1.
5.
You got 5. What'd you get, Violetta?
14.
All 3 of you do hear a voice in your head all at the same time. It's not said out loud, You only hear it in your head. And he's just saying, what are you doing here? What do you want? Do you have any food for me?
Nosy?
Guys, what are we doing here?
I know your secrets.
I don't even know my secrets.
Ken Adams, I know you're not who you say you are.
Oh. Are you guys hearing this? Are you guys hearing this weird thing? This untrue thing?
All when you're not as great as you think you are.
Well, that's true. I know that.
I
deep
that
down.
Too.
Yeah.
There's a third one of you, but I don't know anything about her. She's short.
Oh, wow. That's
interesting.
Her dark secret is that she's short.
That's not much of a secret.
No one has noticed until you just said it.
So what, did you bring me food? You brought me food, right? If not, I'll go tell Glassstaff.
Who are you?
I'm hiding.
Well, we need Glassstaff so you could go get him.
I don't want to come out.
Would you like an apple?
An apple? Why would I like apples? Apples aren't good.
Apples are delish. That's
true.
Feed me.
True facts.
Feed me one of you.
No.
I like meat.
Oh, I've got some horse meat. Would you like some horse meat?
Is it fresh meat?
Yeah. It's super fresh.
It didn't smell like fresh meat.
What? Hey.
You'll like it.
Permission to smell my horse meat.
That's just come across. send one of you across the bridge.
Well, I don't think we should send Violetta because she's so small, he probably wouldn't even be full. He'd want to eat another one of us. So,
good idea.
That would be like a light,
I'll eat
like
two
a light
of you.
Snack.
That could be the appetizer.
There are two bridges. Take your pick.
What do the bridges mean?
There are two bridges.
I think we should just
come across to this side.
Jump off and not even take a bridge.
How does it seem before jump?
It's about 15 feet wide and about 20 feet deep.
Mm. That's
you can't
not
see what's
too
down
bad
there, though. It's too dark.
Wait, should, I can see in the dark. I investigate to see what's down there.
Well, I mean, you can see in the dark, but it's like it's too far away for your vision, I think. How far does your vision go?
60 feet.
Okay, yeah, you can see. You see a bunch of rocks, and it looks like a couple bodies down there. One of them appears to be holding bagpipes.
Oh, no! My uncle! I gotta go down now.
All right, how do you want to get down?
We can use my rope.
Yeah, I'll get tied to the rope and lower down.
We tie the rope to Violetta, and I hold the rope, and I also pick her up and throw her down the crevice.
Oh, so you're holding the rope. Okay, Ken, do a strength check.
Okay.
You're holding her up.
Do I
roll
a d20?
D20? Yes. Okay. Or athletics, sorry. Roll a d20 and add whatever your athletics plus is.
My athletic is -1.
So what'd you get total?
14.
14. All right, well, that's enough. You throw her down the hole, you hold the rope, and you successfully hold on to it and don't let it slip out of your hands. Violetta, you are now down in a hole. At the bottom of the crevice, it feels unnaturally cold down here.
It feels real cold, guys.
Do you think there are ghosts down there? Is that... ghosts are around, right?
Oh, no.
Maybe you should put on a beaver pelt.
Or you should try to blend in with the ghost. Do you have, like, a sheet you can throw over your head? Maybe cut out some eye holes?
I can shake my hand full of wolf teeth.
Okay. That's just okay.
That's good.
Well, while you're down here, you see a lot of broken and well-gnawed bones.
Oh.
And you see a human body that's half-eaten, and you see that halfling with a bagpipe.
Oh, no. I'm going to investigate.
Also, which one?
The halfling.
The halfling, you turn it over, but its face has been eaten off.
Oh.
So you can't see who it is. But you do find a letter in their pocket.
Okay, I'm going to read it.
The letter you find, it's a love letter to him from his wife, but his name is not your uncle. He's not a Chogborts.
Oh, good.
What?
I mean, it sucks, but...
It's still a dead halfling.
What condition are his bagpipes in?
Worse than yours.
Okay. Does he have anything else that I might want, or should I just scavenge the other body?
The thieves probably would have looted him for the most part. The other guy, you investigating the other body now?
Yeah.
Alright, well, you find in the seam of his pants, his name is, like, stitched into it. It says Thel Dindrar.
Oh.
That name sounds familiar.
That's the husband of the woman we met.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Does
she
know?
And the dad and two kids. All she knew is that he was taken away earlier. Like, I think a week before.
Oh.
You hear something climbing down the wall behind you in the dark.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, the tiny thing is here.
Hold back up. Please.
I look down the crevice to see what's coming at Violetta.
It seems to be trying to hide behind rubble and everything, so you can't see all of it. But it does seem to be about humanoid-sized. And it's like lanky, hunched over, and kind of olive green.
Did you say you wanted me to pull you back up out of the crevice?
Yes.
Okay, so I do that.
As you get pulled back up, you saw in the wall that you didn't see earlier, there's a chest in an alcove.
Ooh.
Oh, wait. Can you hover me here so I can look in the chest?
Yes, I do that.
And then I, like, swing over so I can look in the chest.
All right. As you're looking in the chest, you feel something grab your leg.
Oh, no.
It climbed up the wall and grabbed your leg and said, okay, thank you for the food. The rest of you may pass.
No.
And starts trying to pull you down.
I kick him in the face.
Well, like, you hit him in the face, but he didn't really seem fazed by it at all. And he grabs you with his other claw with your other leg and starts pulling you down.
Oh, no.
I attack him with my longbow.
You might hit her.
Oh.
Because she's currently above and kind of between.
What do we do?
These are dark times.
Literally.
Things look bad for the bard.
And as you go down, you notice, Violetta, that he has one large green eye in the middle of his head. He has very long claws. That's not
a
weak point thing.
Wait, can you open up your mouth and just, like, throw scarabs at him?
Oh, yeah. I'm just gonna open my mouth and turn around, and so they fall on his face.
Well, he doesn't seem to mind the scarabs. He keeps pulling you down.
I'm gonna take one of my staffs.
Are you pulling back, or are you just letting it go?
What?
I'm continuing to pull the rope, like a tug of war.
Okay, then you have to roll a d20 for a strength check.
All right.
I think your strength is -1, right?
That was my athletics.
I think your strength is
strength
2.
That sounds right. All right, d20. It is a... Is that a 6 or a 9? It's a 9.
So 9 -1 is 8. So as you pull, and as the monster, one-eyed monster pulls, the rope snaps, and Violetta gets dragged down the wall to the bottom of the crevice.
No.
Thanks for the food, guys. You can pass. It's okay.
Wait,
well,
no,
you never asked that bard. Easy come, easy go.
No! You guys are supposed to be friends.
Okay, all right. You're right. We can't let the bard be taken away. I throw my spear at the monster.
So your spear goes into his side, and he's like, ow. And that's not in your head. That's like he's just actually roaring that time.
Oh.
Good.
And he kind of lets go of Violetta and kind of skitters off further down the crevice a little bit, trying to be out of sight of you guys.
I attack him with my longbow.
You can no longer see him because he's hiding behind the rocks too much now.
I'm going to try to climb up.
All right, you can easily. They're handholds all over the place. So, okay. you climb back out, and you're fine. You didn't even take any damage.
Whew.
That was scary, though.
Violetta, I was so worried that we would never see you again.
Really? Because I heard you say we should just go.
I think the monster was playing tricks on your mind. That doesn't sound like me at all.
That makes sense. Okay.
So, what are we going to do, guys? I'm spitballing here. I'm just throwing this out. We should go get that kid mare and feed him to the monster. That way it'll leave us alone.
Oh, no!
Well, okay, wait,
we could bring that wife. Her husband's dead down there. They could die together. It would be romantic.
You're going to make that kid an orphan?
It would be darkly romantic.
So, wait a second. Aren't there, like, a whole bunch of dead bodies in the main room? Can't we just feed him one of those?
There's also, like, salted meat in the barrels in that very first room.
I thought he wanted fresh meat, though.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's salted, it'll still be fresh. Brian's horse meat has just been rotting for days.
No.
You got it on the very first day.
I eat the horse meat out of spite to show you guys how good it is.
Okay. We probably have been smelling really bad this whole time.
All right, you are now poisoned, Brian.
Oh, no.
I mean, sorry, Ken. Ken is now poisoned.
Yes. Okay.
And that does something.
Wait, I have healing music. Would that
something
save
good?
Yeah, poisoning is always good. You have disadvantage on all attack rolls and ability checks.
Oh, shucks.
But don't worry, you're fine for the next hour until it hits you.
Guys, we have to finish real quick.
Or you gotta find a bathroom real bad pretty soon,
I think. How long am I poisoned for? How long does it last?
How long does food poisoning last? Like 6 hours?
24 hours?
45 minutes?
Yours, since this is a magical world, will last about half an hour, maybe an hour.
Okay, that's
pretty
bad.
Good. So, like, he throws up once, and then he's done.
Maybe if more than once. I'll let you know when you're not poisoned anymore.
Maybe just a continuous stream of vomit for 15 minutes.
Oh, no. Either way, you're feeling pretty queasy after eating that meat out of spite.
Yeah, this is not my finest moment. It's a bad time for Ken Adams.
You hear the voices in your head again. Just bring me some meat, and you can have the treasure.
So, the kid mayor, we killed his brothers. We should feed his brothers to the monster.
I'm good with that.
Violetta?
Yeah, that's cool.
It's unanimous!
Alright, so you go back through that secret hallway you found, you drag the bodies out, and now you're back in the crevice room with the bodies.
So we throw the bodies into the crevice.
Alright, so you just tumble him down. And you hear the voice in your head again and said, "Thank you, you may get the treasure and pass. I was just hungry."
Can we kill it, though?
Please don't kill me.
Why not? Why shouldn't we kill you?
You fed me.
You kill stuff all the time.
You fed me. I don't want to kill you.
But you eat people.
I eat people that they give me. I don't go out and just hunt people. You came here.
You do make a good point.
So you live here in this crevice under these two bridges?
Yeah, I live here in this crevice. I lived here before the manor was here. I lived here before the Red Brands came here.
Oh. Well, what's your name, man?
Oh, my name? I'm a Nothic. Nothic.
Wait.
Let me get my arm out.
I see.
He's an insane subterranean monster that hungers for flesh.
Well, that's your race, but do you have a name?
My name? We aren't named. Dogs aren't named.
Yeah, we are totally named.
Yeah, they are.
Not the ones I eat.
No. Guys, I think we have a new quest. We need to name this Nothic. I think you would be a great Gregory.
I'm okay with that.
I'm also okay with that. Greg is a good name.
That's pretty good.
The red brand.
Close to gargoyle.
They don't attack me, and I don't attack them as long as they bring me food.
And are you capable of leaving this pit, or do you choose to stay down there?
I like the magic here.
There's magic here?
Yeah, that's why it's so cold down here.
Oh.
What magic?
Everything ages half as fast or slow. It ages slower down here. So I can live longer the more I live in this crevice.
How old are you?
Older than I can imagine.
Older than time, but younger than today?
I have a really bad imagination.
All right. Well,
if you want the treasure, feel free to come down. I won't attack you, I promise.
I don't trust him.
I don't trust
you,
him either.
You pinky swear.
I won't reveal your secrets.
I'll crawl down.
So you're going to climb down into it?
Yeah.
All right. He kept to his word. He looks at you, but you see his big glowing eye in the dark. But he doesn't, like, come after you or anything. And so you find a wooden chest, and you open it?
Yeah.
You die.
What?
No, you don't die. I'd be the worst, meanest DM if that just happened. Inside, you find 120 gold.
Ooh! Hey, guys. I found, like, 50 gold. I'm giving you 20 each.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, but that only was 10 for you.
Oh, that's okay.
Here, take back... Take back 5 of mine.
Oh, so no.
You can have 15, and I'll have 15.
If you insist.
I mean, it only seems fair. I did split my gold with you guys evenly, so.
That is true.
Violetta, you also found 5 malachite. Yeah. You found 5 malachite gems.
I'll take one of these gems, and then I'll give 2 to each Alwyn and Ken.
And those are worth 15 gold each. You can sell them somewhere. You found 2 potions of healing.
Ooh. I'll take one, and then you guys can fight over the other. Oh, wait. I'll give it to Alwyn since Ken has one.
Okay, that works.
And a scroll of augury. We're doing it a little differently from how it works in the actual thing. Normally, a scroll is like a spell you haven't learned yet, but it's usually only usable by the class that normally would use it. But in this game, I'm going to make an exception that you can use it, but scrolls disintegrate as soon as you use them once. Yeah, you cast it on yourself. You roll dragon bones or lay out cards or whatever. You do something. Ooh. To divine... You don't have that stuff. But you can use whatever you want that you have to try to, like, divine some kind of omen about what's about to happen with the plan that you plan to do.
I knew my wolf teeth would come in handy.
Exactly. That's a good place to use those. So, like, you will make a plan, then you can use your augury scroll, and it will tell you if you're going to get good results, bad results, both, or neither.
Okay.
So you only have one.
Like, before we make a really big decision,
like killing the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have to pick your one time to use that, but you have that, so write that down.
Is there, like, a path behind the bridges?
Yes.
Okay, I investigate over there.
From here?
Yeah.
That is too far away for your vision.
I have 60 feet!
It's a wide chasm, or wide cavern.
Alright. I say we walk over the bridges.
Which one?
Oh.
Maybe we should go on both.
Yeah. Do they lead to the same place? Like they?
Yeah, they both lead to the other side.
Both go to the other side.
Yeah.
And they're not... Okay. We should walk up to the bridges and investigate them both.
Okay.
I feel like one might be a trap.
All right, who's checking which bridge?
I'll investigate the bridge to the left.
North or south? Do it that way.
Oh, to the south.
The south bridge, okay. Who's checking the north bridge?
I'll check the north bridge.
All right, each of you roll an investigation check.
Okay, I got 9 plus 2, 11.
I rolled a 20.
Oh, natural?
And natural 20.
Oh, you're good.
And then...
Oh. You can tell this bridge is made from wood harvested in the nearby forests. And you can tell by the smell of it. You can also tell that it is rigged to collapse if something weighing more than 50 pounds moves across it.
Okay. Guys, I can tell, because of my incredible sense of scent, that this bridge was made from wood harvested by nearby woods, and it's booby-trapped to collapse if... Oh, what was the weight limit again? 50 pounds.
50 pounds.
50 pounds or less. How much do we all weigh?
Or more. I think not less.
Oh, sorry. 50 pounds. No, 50 pounds or less. Oh. You can cross it.
Oh, okay.
Over, you cannot.
It only collapses if you weigh less than 50 pounds.
Because of...
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, all on the North Bridge. It's a wooden bridge. Looks fine.
All right, I guess we should go over the North Bridge.
How much, I know this is very impolite to ask, how much does the halfling weigh?
Halfling? How much do you weigh?
47.
You're also carrying a lot of stuff, so you're going to be over 50 with your extra stuff.
30?
No. Too late.
Okay, I guess
I can get my bags to Ken, and I'll walk across that one bridge.
So you're going
to
do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll carry her stuff across the North Bridge, then.
All right. So you all crossing the bridges?
Not at once.
All right, so, Violetta, you're crossing your bridge, right?
Yeah.
You cross, and you're on the other side. You see a hallway in front of you.
I made it!
And you see what looks like an exit to the outside.
I crossed the North Bridge.
Yep, you make it across fine, too.
Okay, all right, guys, that looked really easy. I also crossed the North Bridge.
Yep, you're fine.
Ha! All right.
You did it. You're all together again.
Yay!
Here's your stuff, dog.
Thanks, homie.
So there is a cave exit to the south, and there is a hallway with a staircase going down to the west.
I investigate the staircase.
It looks like stairs, and they go down.
Guys, these are stairs.
No way.
It's a ranger's job.
Should we climb down the stairs?
I guess, yeah.
All right, you go down the stairs. There's a hallway here. There's a door on your left and a door on your right, and you hear different sounds from both of them.
Oh.
What sounds?
That depends which one you're going to listen to.
I investigate the door to the left.
To the left. You are hearing shouting. Like, people going, lick the floor and roll like a dog.
What?
And then like, people are laughing and you hear like one smaller voice whimpering.
Is there a like a keyhole I can gander through?
There is no keyhole, but there is a doorknob.
Hmm. I can't look through a doorknob, though.
That is true.
We investigate the other door.
In the other door, you are hearing different sounds that aren't those. You are hearing a mysterious rattling sound, followed by shouts and groans, and then a bunch of voices and, like, clinking.
Guys, I think there's a ghost in this room. Huh. So... what do you guys think we should do? To the left, I'm assuming there's some kind of gang hazing ritual going on. And I do. Like, I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Yeah, playing with their prisoners.
Yeah, not cool.
How long does my invisibility potion last?
An hour.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well... unfortunately, that would overlap awkwardly with my food poisoning, so I would start throwing up at some point. Would the vomit be invisible as well?
I think the vomit wouldn't, but everything you're wearing and holding would. So if you're holding, like, a bag to catch the vomit, I guess it would.
Gross. Okay.
So if you're holding your vomit, it would be invisible.
Yeah,
okay.
As long as you don't drop any of the vomit, it'll all be invisible. But you haven't vomited yet. You're just feeling worse and worse, though.
Ugh, guys, I feel like something terrible. I had to refrain myself from using a contemporary reference.
It probably doesn't help that Violetta keeps having scarabs come out of her mouth, which probably, you know, doesn't help the queen that much.
Would her scarabs be visible?
Once they leave her mouth, yes, because she's no longer holding them.
Guys, we could really, like, scare the heck out of these guys if suddenly just vomit and scarabs started raining everywhere.
Yes!
Which door do you want to check out?
I kind of want to do the vomit scarab thing.
I will have no part of this.
Smart. I only have the one potion. How many do we have?
You have one. And also, Violetta, you're not, like, just constantly vomiting out scarabs. Just while you talk, one will, like, fly out here and there.
From what you said earlier, I thought they were pouring out every time I opened my mouth.
No, they're not, like...
That's what I thought,
it's not,
too.
Like, torrential scarabs.
Well...
That would be a cool band.
Torrential scarabs?
Yeah.
You guys want to check out the ghost store?
Yeah.
What will the party find behind the ghost door? Will Ken survive his food poisoning? And will they ever meet Gregory again? Find out next time on B&B and D&D. Are you playing hide and seek, Brian?
Somebody is.
And that's how you find more babies.
Oh no! Brian kidnaps babies and makes them play hide and seek with him in the garage.